Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the prohibition of pride and self-conceit. In Arabic, pride is kibar and self-conceit is ujub. And we explained what is the difference between kibar and ujub. Kibar is where a person thinks big of himself together with looking down at others. This is known as pride. And self-conceit is where a person considers himself to be big, not necessarily looking down at others, but he considers himself to be a big person. So this is the difference between pride. Pride is thinking that oneself to be big and looking down at others. And ujub is where a person just considers himself to be a big person. Both these things are not liked in Shariat. All the time we must think that we are small. It is only the grace of Allah Ta'ala. If we accomplish anything also, we don't think it's our accomplishment. We think that is the grace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that is reflecting upon us. On one occasion, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali was invited to Karachi, and he came there to the Makki Masjid, and he gave a talk. It was after Asr Salah, and after the talk, thousands of people were waiting to meet him. So, Musafa, thousands of people, and mostly ulama and asatiza from Madaris, different shuyukh of hadith were there. So it was a very, very Mubarak gathering, very Mubarak crowd. The type of people that attended the gathering also were like all the senior people there in Pakistan. So that evening, Hazrat Maulana Ihsan Sahib, he relates this incident. He said, that evening I was on khidmat. I was on service helping Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. I was a young man at that time. So Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, he asked him, that you saw when all those people were coming to meet me, you saw what I was reading. So he says, I saw your lips moving, but I didn't know what you were reading. So he said, I was making this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi azhara alayya al-jamal wa satara alayya al-qabih. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has exposed some goodness of mine. He has made it look as though I am good. So all praise to Allah ta'ala, who has made it look as though I am good, and He has hidden all my faults, all the evil and all the dirt in me. Allah ta'ala has hidden that thing. So imagine, such a great personality, he's making this dua, that all praise is due to Allah ta'ala. In other words, nothing of mine. There's no achievement of my own. I'm so big. And look at how many people came for my program. Nothing like that. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who's made it seem as though I'm beautiful. He showed some beauty. It's the beauty of Allah that's just reflecting on me. And all praise to Allah Ta'ala, who's hidden my faults from these people. Because only if the people knew what faults I've got, then the people will run far away from me, forget coming and sitting in the gathering. And this is what you call a sign of greatness. The higher a person goes, the lower he feels he is. This is when a person has got the greatness and has got the true taqwa in his life. But on the other hand, when a person doesn't have taqwa, he attributes everything to himself. He doesn't attribute anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we should always think that if it is not for the grace of Allah ta'ala, the only thing that we will be a disgrace. That's what we will be. It is only the grace of Allah ta'ala that gives us some respect in this world. Today's hadith of Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل العز إزاري والكبرياء ردائي فمن ينازعني في واحد منهما فقد عذبته رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah said, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, it means this حديث قدسي. Normally Rasulullah, the Sahabi will report, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But here he's reporting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said. So one is a hadith Qudsi. We may ask ourselves, what's the difference between hadith Qudsi and Quran? Both Allah ta'ala is saying, but one is known as wahi matlu, one is known as wahi ghair matlu. What is said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we make tilawat of, that is known as Quran Sharif, that is hadith or wahi matlu, that is what we make tilawat. This is also the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah ta'ala said, but this is what we don't make tilawat of Quran of. So this is not part of Quran Sharif. So anyway, this is that hadith Qudsi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said, honor is my garment. You know, in those days, even now when we make ihram, etc., and even in our dressing also, you'll find that there's a lower garment and there's an upper garment. Lower garment and there's an upper garment. The lower garment is known as izar, and the upper garment is known as rida in Arabic. So even now, too, you see, in Urdu, we change the word a little bit. We say ijar. lower garment, say ijar, but the Arabic word is izar, and the upper garment is known as rida. So anyway, here Allah Ta'ala mentions that al-kibru izari, al-izzu izari. Allah Ta'ala says that honor is my lower garment, wal-kibriya uridai, and pride is my upper garment. And then Allah Ta'ala says, so I shall punish those who try to challenge me regarding any one of them. Anyone wants to challenge me with regard to my garment. When a person has got one kurta, for example, only one person can wear one kurta at one time. There's one kurta, one person can only wear it. So pride is a thing that is unique to Allah Ta'ala. This is the quality that Allah Ta'ala is only right for Allah Ta'ala to have, is pride. Nobody else can have this pride. This pride is something that is for Allah Ta'ala unique. Alone, nobody else can have it. And when somebody else wants to take it, it is as though they're trying to take the garment of Allah Ta'ala away. This lower garment or the upper garment. Honor is my lower garment and pride is my upper garment. I shall punish whoever tries to challenge me regarding any one of them. This is like the special quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's unique to Him. It should not be such that anyone is trying to snatch that quality of Allah Ta'ala. After all, we are small, not even small insects in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How dare we ever try to take and snatch away that quality that is unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, of pride. This is what shaitan tried to do, and this what brought him complete disgrace. So therefore we should all be very careful all the time, check ourselves. Am I saying anything? Is it out of pride? Am I trying to boast about myself? Am I trying to show off? Am I trying to gloat? All the time we should be checking our niyyah, checking our heart, and making dua to Allah ta'ala that He saves us from this evil quality of pride. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.